Welcome to the Ventures in Podcast.
RSS. XML. What is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Alrighty, welcome back. It's Adventures in Podcasting. It's Sunday night, about 7:15 here in the Valley of the Sun, and I'm going to say it's the Valley of the Sun because it's starting to heat up out there. It was gorgeous today, about 80 degrees, but you didn't tune in for the weather report. Unless, of course, it's snowing where you're at. Hi, John. Hey, this is podcast number 106 for Sunday, April 6, 2008. And I've got more cool stuff to share with you than I have about podcasting in PUSD this week. But, hey, that's okay. It works out that way once in a while. So, as always, I do want to point out the show's format, like I always do here. So we're going to have PSD podcasting updates followed by RSS updates. That would be PSD RSS updates, which are nothing this week, so we can kind of skip that. Got a lot of cool RSS and podcasting tools to share with you and quite a few things to share with you and other items worth mentioning. Before I jump right into the show, I do want to remind you that Adventures in Podcasting has a new home, and you can check out that new home at www.seanwheeler.name/AIP. That would be www.sean, that's S-H-A-W-N, Wheeler, W-H-E-E-L-E-R, .name/AIP. Adventures in Podcasting. Get it? Hey, yeah, check that out, and I think you'll enjoy it. I know I like it, and, of course, you'd be more than welcome to shoot me a note, or, in fact, you can comment on this because it's actually using a blog, so check that out. Also, make sure that you see the show notes in this episode so you can catch the new feed. I'm going to do a simul feed on them for probably about 3 months, and then I'll take it completely offline, but nonetheless, I want to make sure you are aware of that. So, good stuff there. Let's do a little transition tune, and we'll jump right on into the show. I'll be back.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
Alrighty. And I do want to remind you, or did want to let you know, that Frederica was back this week again. She was with us last week, but you noticed her voice was probably a little shaky. She had her tonsils out about 2 weeks. In fact, this Tuesday will be 2 weeks, but she is talking up a storm. She's off of ice cream and popsicles and back on real food, so I think she's pretty happy again. And she's not having to take that nasty medicine, so she's a little bit happier camper this week. Nonetheless, we're at PUSD Podcasting Updates, and this week we had planned to do What's Hot in PUSD, but, you know, that's kind of a swing and a miss. I wanted to do my Bob Uecker just a bit outside. Well, we were all scheduled for that, and I got a phone call on Friday afternoon, and Jim said he was wasn't quite up to the task, so we're going to put that off for another week. We'll probably get around to it this week, I hope. We better, because of the way the news release has been coming out around there. I think it's going to be hot and cold by the time we get around to it. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, insert drum roll there, or drum beat, or whatever. What do you call that? A snap? Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, that's it. I did get some cool news, though, this week. We were going through the numbers and so forth, and I got the okay from the boss man to finally get some podcasting equipment that the district owns, so I don't have to keep bringing in my own stuff when we do these. And that's kind of cool, because it's going to do a couple different things. One, it's going to put that equipment in the building on a permanent basis, which means that it can go out to classrooms as I find some teachers to work with. And I think that's going to make a difference. I'm hoping it's going to make a difference. And basically what I'm buying is something I'm used to, the Alesis Mix Mac Multimix. Boy, I can say that. At any rate, it's the 8-channel mixer that I have here at the house. I'm buying one of those for the district. I'm also going to buy four Shure PG58 cardioid microphones and the cables that go with those. They come as a package set for about $60. And I'm going to purchase four tripods and, of course, headphones and some cables and all that good stuff. The general idea here is to put this in the hands of kids where they can do some podcasting. And I'm thinking, at least in my brain, I'm thinking anyways, that we put all this cool stuff in there. It's going to up the cool factor to it, raise their level of concern. They're going to do some better stuff there. And what I'd like to do is get the kids trained on how to do this. So we've got the kids doing the speaking into the microphone, and you could have one student who's just going to do the production work, do the basically monitoring Audacity and doing all the post-production. And over time, the students could cruise through this and do different jobs in there. But, you know, first things first, get the equipment in the door, and then maybe I can con a teacher or two into trying this out. So I may call on a couple that I've been dealing with over the past couple of years to try this out. Once I get it in the building, you know, we'll be into the home stretch of the school year by that time, so maybe we can sneak something in there. Nonetheless, I thought that was pretty cool. So, show notes say podcasting equipment at PUSD Yahoo. Well, it's going to be ordered anyway, so Yahoo there, that'll be wicked cool. I'm very excited to see that. So, that takes care of PUSD podcasting updates. RSS updates, nothing going on there. As far as any RSS updates in the district, haven't done anything new in the last week. In fact, the bulk of the focus in the office right now has been our conversion from Blackboard to Moodle, but that's a whole different story altogether. So on that note, I think I'm going to take a little short break here, and I'm going to come back and share with you a lot of cool stuff that I have received in my email this past week. And that would be under the subheading of RSS and podcasting tools. So let's see what Frederick is going to sing next. I'll be back.
You get the best of both, Fred.
Yeah, like you didn't see that one coming. We only have two things she's recorded, Scooby-Doo and the Best of Both Worlds, although she's now singing Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. So that one's pretty cute. Maybe I'll get her recorded on that one of these days as well. So, hey, we are in the RSS and podcasting tool stage right now, and man, oh man, do I have some cool stuff to share with you today. And these come in, excuse me, the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is something called freeplaymusic.com. And I've seen this once before. I don't believe I've ever talked about it in the show. In fact, I did a search on my site, and I couldn't find it anywhere, so I'll be darned. I never have talked about it, but Chris Lawson, who I've been trading emails with for about 2 weeks, has shared this with me. And like I said, I'd seen this once before. I think somebody showed it to me in class one time. But this is just super, super cool site. And this is a site just loaded, and I do mean loaded, with quite a bit of music in here by different styles. You can actually buy complete CDs in here. There are categorized by style and feel. You can keyword search it. And you know that I'm a blues fan, or at least I like to think I'm a blues fan. I wouldn't say I know anything about it, but I like blues music, and I like jazz music, and you know, I like things like that. So I cruised through this the other night looking for a good tune to use with the What's Hot show, and I came across some good stuff. In fact, I've got a couple blog posts I'm going to do after I post this show tonight, and I was thinking about reading those into the microphone as well. So maybe I'll just cruise in here to Free Play Music, pick up some slick tune to go along with a little intro in there. And we'll see what happens. But you got to check this out. This is at www.freeplaymusic.com. And I don't know about you folks, but these things are like YouTube for me. I get in them, and I find myself spending hours and hours of listening to stuff. So like I did with YouTube today, I spent an hour and a half watching little video snippets of just all sorts of odd stuff. Most of it was total violation of copyright, but hey, I didn't post it, so I'm not going to worry about that one. Alrighty, the next thing I want to share with you is, I believe this was sent to me by Chris as well. This is called Panopto. I'm going to mess that up. How about this? Panopto. And this actually came to me in an article originally called, the article's titled Free Lecture Capture System Gained Widespread Academic Support. And basically what this is, it's a piece of software. And the big brother of this software is called CourseCast, and it came out of a project at Carnegie Mellon. So the gist of the story is there are hundreds of educational institutions that have applied to use the Socrates, applied for its Socrates project. So this is the software developer Pan Apopto, however that's said. But it says that 100 educational universities have applied for the Socrates project, which allows K-12 schools, colleges, and universities to adopt the company's CourseCast system at no charge. So what's CourseCast, you ask? Well, you could read the entire article, but I'll give you the gist out here. The product allows the user to capture, edit, and stream audio and video via the web, and it provides indexing and archiving capabilities as well. So this sounds somewhat familiar. I've heard a couple other organizations using something that records a professor, and I believe downtown ASU Center is using something like this. Although I can't verify that. But the bottom line here is this is starting to show a little bit more mainstream use of podcasting, and obviously there's some developers and some companies that are starting to get into this and believing it is important enough to do. So I would encourage you to take a look at this if you don't have just read the article, take a look, see what you think. There's the link to the article in the show notes. There's also a link to the website. That's www.panopto.com. And if you can pronounce that word, say it into the microphone and send it to me. I'll be darned if I can. So, but check it out. It's an interesting concept here, and I think it could be very, very cool here. So check that one out. And moving right along here, let's see what else I can butcher up today. Marshall Kirkpatrick. This is another item that I received today, and I want to say I think I got this. I don't remember where I got this. I apologize to whoever sent this to me, but this is a blog post from Marshall Kirkpatrick, and it is teaching RSS a discussion. And the article is actually fairly old. It dates clear back to 11/29 of 05, which is pretty close to the first Adventures in Podcasting show. But as I read it, I thought it was interesting. He talks about how difficult it is to get people to understand what RSS is, and I can totally relate to this concept. Although this guy was way ahead of me, if he was, he wrote this post back about the time I was just learning about all the good stuff. But he talks about different ways of presenting the information. He gives different definitions of it, and so forth. So if you are in a position where you're trying to explain to somebody just what is RSS, I would encourage you to take a peek at this post, because it does give you a lot of good information and a lot of different ways to take a stab at this when you're trying to show or trying to explain it to somebody else. So take a peek at that. Again, I apologize for who sent that to me for not noting that in my notes earlier. I posted them in the notes here to talk about today, but I just don't remember, so my apologies to you. Check it out, Marshall Kirkpatrick. He's a new media consultant, at least that's the name of his blog. And the blog is called MarshallTalk.com. So check it out. That's Teaching RSS a Discussion from November of 05. Good stuff on that. And the other thing, that I did note where I got this one. This one came from John Evans via My Delicious Links. If you are not familiar with Delicious, check that out at delico.us. And basically that's it's online bookmarks, but the cool thing about it is you can subscribe to other people's, and of course you can hook into other folks. So when somebody else or you create a bookmark, you could say I also want to share this with somebody else automatically, or vice versa. And obviously John and I are sharing links, and when I opened up my Delicious this week to check out if there's anything new in there, sure enough there was. And you're not going to believe this one. Are you ready? You're sitting on the edge of your chair, aren't you? You just wait. What is it, Sean? Tell me what it is. Folks, this is cool. This rocks. I mean, if you've ever wanted to do a workshop and you needed software with it that participants in the workshop could use, or you got to go to another computer and you need to do a podcast to record some audio. You want me to tell you what it is yet? Yeah, no. By this time, you're already at the show notes. Folks, would you believe you can get Audacity in a portable format? What's that mean? That means you can run it off a thumb drive, a flash drive. You can run it off a CD-ROM. You don't have to install it. Now, this is huge. This is wicked, wicked cool. And basically what I got in there is this link that John sent to me, And the link was to a blog post that said Portable Audacity. And what's it say about it? Well, it says Audacity is portable. It's a mobile version of the popular free software editing tool, which can be run from a memory stick or CD-ROM on any computer. That rocks. And if you go as far as putting the lame encoder in the same folder where Audacity is running from off that CD or that thumb drive, it will also export as a export as an MP3. So if you've ever installed Audacity, you know that you have to have the lame encoder in order to export as an MP3. And normally what we do is we install Audacity, go into the program files, go in the Audacity folder, and we drop that lame.dll file inside of that folder, and then we just tell Audacity where it is. But this is so cool. You download an executable, you double-click on the executable, it expands itself, it makes a folder, it's got three or four files in there, you go get the lame encoder, you drop that in there, boom, you've got this folder that you can put on a CD, you can put it on a flash drive, it rocks. Super, super, super cool. So, John, thanks for sharing that one with me. I love it. In fact, when I get done with the show tonight, I think I'm going to read my two new blog posts from my blog, and I believe I'm going to do that in the portable tool just to see if there's any major difference with it. But although I did turn it on and did a test recording, and I couldn't see any difference whatsoever. It looks like the exact same tool. So, man, talk about cool. The next time I have to go in and do a presentation, I don't have to worry about getting somebody to install Audacity, and I certainly don't have to worry about getting somebody to install it correctly for me. This is just so cool. I almost want to package it up with the lame and stick it on my website, but I might get dinged for that, so I won't do that. But check it out. There is show notes, and there's links in the show notes to Portable Audacity, the article. There's also another one in there called Audacity Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere. And, of course, you can visit the Audacity Portable website. Again, it's in the show notes. So check that out. Oh, that's just so cool. So, so cool. All right, I need to take a pause for my soda pop break because I didn't get it the last time we did this. We're about 17 minutes. I'll be back in just a couple to finish out the show. I'll be back. Okay, under the heading of Other Items Worth Mentioning, when I sat down earlier today to start prepping for the show, I logged on Twitter, and I had not been on Twitter for several days, and I've actually had several, I had several tweets from John, and as you may recall, last week we had a lot of fun with John and Peggy on the show. We actually did the first live interview style podcast or podcasting around. I don't know what we're going to call that, but boy, that was a good time. Nonetheless, some of the things we talked about on that show, John shared with me in Twitter. He shared with me several links, so I'm going to kind of go through those because I've got them in the show notes here for you to check out. One is Digital Citizenship, and I believe this is John's class that he teaches. Or he's in it. I think he teaches it, but John, you can fix me if I'm incorrect on that. But nonetheless, check this out. This is done in a wiki, and as John mentioned in the last show, that he's been using wikis for web pages, and I think this works out very, very well. This looks like it's PB Wiki. In fact, yes, it is. PB Wiki is in the address in here, but it's got some great information in here on digital citizenship. And if you look at the sidebar down here, he's got topics of copyright, which is hugely different in Canada, as we learned. There's alternate sources of materials, citing your sources, caught in the web, MB Teacher article from 2007, literacy and ITC across the curriculum, help, etc. So give that a look. Again, that was one that we talked about in last week's show, so check that out. He also shared with us the link to his old school, St. Franciscus, I can't say that right, Xavier Community Club, and this is what the page is called, and it's really cool. It looks like they're having a sock hop. It says Fabulous 50s Gala, Saturday, May 3rd, coming up, and they've got entertaining featuring Jimmy... Let me say this right. Entertainment featuring Jimmy G and the Doo-Wops. This looks like a good time fixing to happen. But this is the website for John's school that he used to teach at, or Easter. I'm sorry, didn't teach at the school he used to run. And he said in the last show that he's done his entire website in this wiki space, and this is super, super slick. You really need to check this out, because, to be quite honest, I had never considered doing a full website in a wiki space, and I don't know why, because they're very, very easy to edit. You know, just for the life of me, I just always assumed you needed to have an editor and all those good things, but this just makes perfect sense. You know, shame on me for never thinking about this, but considering all the years I've spent teaching people how to build websites, this just rocks. So good call, good idea. I like this. So any rate, check that out. That's in the show notes as well. And then the other site that he shared is the K-12 online site. And the reason this one shared is we actually talked about this and a couple of the things we talked about last week. And one of them that he put in here is it was a link to, let me get it back up here on the page. Oh, come on. Do this right, Sean. See, this is the problem with doing this live. All righty. Liz Kolb. If I said that right, Liz Kolb, or it was called Liz Kolb. This was the link where her cell phones and the classroom learning tools was available. And I actually put two links in here, one to the main K-12 online help desk site, and then one to this set of presentations. This is the Strand 2 new tools, where you can find the presentation we talked about from the cell phones as a classroom learning tool. And I was pretty excited, because I actually got my first comment on the new site from Liz last Monday or Tuesday. So I'll give you a shout out, Liz. Thanks for listening, and I appreciate the comment. I love to hear those. I love to get the email, so this is great. But if you haven't had a chance to check this out, by all means check it out, because I didn't get the link in until after the show was released, or about midweek. But as in addition to Liz's presentation in here, there are a number of other things, another item is in here. We've got a keynote from Alan Levin, Brian Lamb, and Darcy Norman. This is More Than Cool Tools. We've got Oldies But Googles, Oodles of Googles, I'm sorry, I can't read today, glasses and all, by Sharon Betts, Cheryl Oaks, Bob Sprenkel, Alice Barr. They have one on Flat Agents of Change, Kevin Jarrett and Sylvia Martinez, Second Life K-20 Educators Exploring Virtual Worlds. And the list goes on and on and on. So give that a look. It looks like we could spend the better part of our weekend just cruising through a lot of dynamite content. If I could speak as well, it would be really nice. So check those out. So those all came into my Twitter feed. And so if you really want to watch what I'm doing, I don't do much on Twitter, but you can find me. I'm Sean Wheeler. And so thanks, John, for sharing those with me. And check them out, folks. Let us know what you think about those as well. And what's the next thing we need to talk about here is something that also I got from Chris Lawson. And this just looks cool. This is actually a site put together by the Oracle Education Foundation. And the site is www.think.com. And I'm not sure what to call this thing yet. I'm not sure if I want to call this a portal or call it a website. It's kind of a funky page. As you hit it cruises through. It's got 8 pages. It'll play through automatically. But the first link on the first tab, and by the way, the tab's in the middle, so you got to look at this page for a bit. But it says it's a global community for learning. Think connects schools, teachers, students from around the world to collaborate on projects, share experience, and build knowledge together. And reading this is free, but they don't just let anybody play. You have to sign up, and you have to be validated as a learning institution. So I actually signed up yesterday, I believe it was. I'm waiting to get confirmation back, and looking at my work email, it's still not back. The second one talks about learning projects. It says teachers can easily integrate project learning into their curriculum, enabling students to develop critical thinking skills for life and to work in the 21st century. I like that. Personal web pages. Teachers and students build their own web pages to share learning experience. Simple publishing tools allow members to easily create and connect and engage one another in thoughtful online discussions. Global audiences. Students are motivated to publish their ideas and interact with peers from all over the world. Schools in different countries meet online, and students learn firsthand about different places and cultures. So that just sounds like a great thing, and it's giving us a number of different countries: Argentina, Australia, can't pronounce that one, Belgium, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Egypt, Finland, France, Gabon, Deutschland, Ghana, Hungary, and India, Indonesia, Ireland, Italy, Kenya, can't pronounce that, Luxembourg, and you kind of get the point here. There's quite a few countries involved in this, so I think that would be very, very interesting to check out. And then finally, it says it's protected. Well, it's not finally. It says it's protected in freethink.com as a password-protected, teacher-monitored, includes no advertising, and is spam-free and virus-free. The Oracle Education Foundation has teamed with Semantic Corporation to offer K-12 schools a safe environment at no cost. Benefits, life and work in the 21st century demands that students learn to use the technology to clearly communicate their ideas and interact sensitively with others in different cultures via their use of Think.com. Students will hone each of these skills and more. And all you got to do to enroll, it says, a teacher or school administrator completes the online application. I did it. It takes just a couple minutes. We review the application to verify that your school is accredited. I tried to do this at a district level and in Peoria. And the school contact is now ready to create accounts. So check this out and, give it a shot. I basically told you everything on the first 7 slides of that, but... I did send Chris back a note and asked him if he is using it. He said he had been using it in his class for a while, and I think that's very, very cool. In fact, I believe he said he can even post podcasts in it too, so I'm really curious to get a membership in here and go exploring to see what all is offered there. So good stuff. Also need to do a shout out to Camille Elliott of St. Joseph's College. I'm going to blow that other name, but she's from Victoria, Australia, and she shared several different sites with me after listening to the show last week. In fact, it was really cool because I've never heard from Camille before, but she said she's been listening to the show since it began. So thanks for letting me know, and welcome. I appreciate you joining. And the comment she made back to me was regarding the filtering system and the conversation that we had last week on the show. And she shared with me something I was not aware of called OpenDNS. And this is actually a blog post that she wrote titled OpenDNS, An Online Filtering Gets Smarter. And from what I'm understanding here, they're using OpenDNS to kind of help regulate what content is getting into their school. And I really need to get some more information from her. I'm going to email her back after the show and find out a little bit more about this, but I had not heard of this, and this just seems to be very, very cool. So that's called OpenDNS. The link to this particular blog post is in the show notes, so check it out and read that. And of course, there is a link to opendns.com, or you can read more information, which I'll be heading there shortly. Also, also in there, she shared with me a link, a blog post. She talks about Talk Show. And I not real from no, I'm sorry, this is not right. It's Talk Shoe, and I have heard of Talk Shoe per se. I know that one of the podcasts I listen to, Net at Night, they use it in theirs, where they basically do their show live, and folks can listen to the show live, and they can actually collaborate in an environment. They can chat back and forth with each other. It seems kind of similar to what I did with Ustream on this show a couple weeks ago. But she shared that link with me as well, and she's got a nice little post about using this as well. So I thought it was kind of cool. Check that out. And I'm also sharing with you a couple other links of hers, and that would be her webpage, and it's called... linkingforlearning.com, and I spent a little bit of time on it today. It's got a lot of good content on that, so check that out. It's in the show notes as well, www.linkingforlearning.com. And, of course, you can check out her blog at www.edubeacon.com. So, Camila, I apologize for messing that up. Camila, see, I'm brutal at names. Thanks for sharing that with me. Chris Lawson, thanks for sharing with me as well. And, of course, John, thanks for sending me those tweets. I appreciate it. And it's about time to start wrapping up. Just to remind you that the Way Out West show is coming up May 3rd. You can find more information about that show at st.org. That would be www.st.org. And, of course, you can check out my new website at www.seanwheeler.name. My blog is available at www.seanwheeler.name/blog. And, of course, there's also links on that and in the show notes to the Say It Again with Podcasting presentation if you haven't had an opportunity to see that. And, of course, you can also visit So You Want to Be a Podcaster presentation as well. So kind of pleased with that one. I like that. And on after the closing tune ends here, I'm sharing with you something that I stumbled on today when I was looking for something else on my computer. It was my test with Mixcraft software. So there's a link in there, and I don't remember when the last time I actually talked about that was, but for $70 you can buy the closest thing to GarageBand you can get on a PC that I'm aware of, and it's called Mixcraft. So as the regular show ends here, you'll get a couple minutes of my custom music that I created with all the beautiful loops inside of Mixcraft. So with that, I guess it's time to say goodbye. Whoa, I talked a long time tonight. So appreciate you hanging with me. It's almost 8 o'clock Arizona time, and it's time for me to say, and finally, my name's Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. You can reach me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.